Welcome to NHL Draft Class. I am Adam Kimmelman here, as always, with my co-pilot, colleague, Mike Morial. Mike, how are things going? Are we excited now we can fully shift into draft mode?
I think we can fully shift into draft mode, Adam. I do. I mean, I've had two cups today.
I can already. Tell.
I expect another three or four on the docket by mid-afternoon. I'm ramping up. This is it. This is our first regional show, right? We're going to talk goaltenders with Al Jensen. We got Al Jensen from NHL Central Scouting on the program. So we're going to dive into the goaltenders. But at the top, the newsiest item of, I guess, the past week, Adam, has been the NHL Draft Lottery upcoming on May 5th. We're very excited about that. The Draft Lottery is always special to us. We're able to do another round of mock drafts, and everyone can read my mock draft, you know, the day after the lottery runs. Adam's will also be, you know, part of NHL.com, but mine will be there, Adam, just so everyone knows. Yeah.
Yes, because, you know, in the old days, you used to say, you know, people need to wrap their presents in something.
Yeah.
Newspaper days. Can't really do that now. The kids won't get that reference, but ask your parents.
Yeah.
Yes, the NHL Draft Lottery will be May 5th, televised on ESPN in the United States, Sportsnet and TVR Sports in Canada, at a time to be announced. The leaders in the ping pong ball race, the San Jose Sharks, have the best chance of winning the lottery at 18.5%, followed by the Chicago Blackhawks, Nashville Predators, Philadelphia Flyers, and the Boston Bruins. You can see the entire breakdown at NHL.com. We have a story previewing the lottery and who could be available and who could be the big prize to the winner. And Mike, I think we both agree that it's going to be Matthew Schaefer from the Erie Otters of the Ontario Hockey League. Looks to be, you know, we've talked about it almost all season that Schaefer is the best player available in this draft class. I know he hasn't played since December, but nothing's really changed in my mind, at least.
Yeah, Schaefer at the top. He's going to be number one for me. I have no problems, you know, putting that out there and making it public. He's the best player at probably one of the hardest positions to learn in the league. And when you have that combination with his size, his skill, the intelligence that he plays with, I think, and the fact that, you know, San Jose got their number one center last year and Macklin Celebrini number one. Why not, if they are able to get that top pick, why not do it again? We'll see if the San Jose is able to win, but I do feel as though whichever team does win the lottery, that Schaefer's the guy. Now, the lottery, Adam, of course, is going to set the selection for the top 16 picks for clubs that fail to qualify for the playoffs. And the NHL draft, just to make note, is at LA Live's Peacock Theater in Los Angeles on June 27th, first round, and rounds 2 through 7 on the 28th. And there's going to be two drawings for the lottery, one to determine the number one pick and the second to determine the number two choice. And no team can move more than 10 spots in the draft order. So just a couple notes there. But the draft lottery is something we always look forward to, Adam. Who knows? Maybe there'll be one of those top 16 teams will be looking at a goaltender. You never know.
Well, let's do this. We always love talking about the lottery. We also love talking about goalies with our favorite scouting guru when it comes to goalies, Al Jensen from NHL Central Scouting. Al, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us today on NHL Draft Class.
Thanks, Adam and Mike.
Glad to have you on, Al. Always a pleasure to talk goaltenders. Adam and I love this conversation. Personally, we feel as though every team should be looking to draft a goalie every draft, so long as they have maybe their 7 allotted picks. This year in particular, Al, it seems on paper that it's a pretty good year for draft-eligible goalies. How do you feel about the class?
Yeah, overall, Mike, yeah, there actually is quite a few goalies that are going to have a chance to play in the NHL someday. Entering the season, I wasn't sure. But as the season wore on, and especially in the second half, I could see some good quality goalies, and I like the list that we've put together.
So, Al, let's take a look at that list, and we'll start at the top, Joshua Ravensbergen. I feel like if there's one goalie in this draft who's going to go in the first round, it's going to be Ravensbergen. Prince plays for Prince George in the Western Hockey League. He's got the size NHL teams love at 6'5 and 190. Seems like he's got a good level of athleticism. What is it about Ravens Bergen from your eye that put him at the top of the North American ranking list?
Well, Adam, like when you first watch Joshua, like for all the years that I've been doing this, there's always seems like the top goalies, they just stand out. There's just no question about it. Obviously, it's more than just that, but that's a great start for him. He's got a great NHL presence, Adam. He's very calm, very poised. He's covers the net really well, whether he's in his initial stance and when he goes down in the butterfly. He's got a great butterfly, great leg extension, tough to beat down low, very tough. But then he's got good gloves as well. There's just a lot of NHL potential in him, and you can see it almost immediately with him. And the more you watch him, he's strong. He's going to have a chance to be an NHL starter someday if he continues on his progress that he's gone on. Like, he went undrafted in the WHL Bantam draft. Ended up going on as a tryout and stuck with it. He turned out to be their number one goalie and ended up as the number one goalie on our list. I do think he's got a good chance to be drafted in the first round, and well deserved, especially for a 17-year-old kid. There's a lot to upside, a lot to work with. A goalie guy, NHL goalie guy, would love to work with him, and especially with what he's got.
Yeah, when I spoke to Ravensburgen at the CHL Top Prospects game, that was one of the things we talked about, him not being drafted in the dub, Alan. It seems to motivate him from what he was saying. So kudos to Ravensburgen and where he's at right now. Lucas Beckman of Bycomo moved up one spot to number two from three at the midterm. It looks like Beckman and Jack Ivankovic have each shared the net for Canada at the U18s, and they've each performed really well, Al. But what do you see in Beckman that gave you the confidence to put him right behind Ravensburgen?
It's his consistent compete, Mike. He gives his team a chance every single night. I like his quickness, his athleticism. He's one of those goalies that's very reliable. He gives his team a chance to win every single night. He had a strong playoff as well. I just like how strong he is in the crease. He never gives up on a play. He's just one of those goalies that he gets around in the crease quickly, efficiently. He's smart. He reads when to challenge. He reads the one-time plays really well. He's one of those, like, had a phenomenal, he played 52 games in a regular season with a .914 save percentage. He just was so consistent all year. He continued to get better. And he didn't have too many dips in the season. And watching him, Mike, I can just picture him as he starts out in the pro level in the American Hockey League. He's going to make his mark. They're going to see what the type of a goalie he is. There's a lot to work with. He's got a huge upside. Goalie guys are going to like him. Teams are going to like him. And he'll get a chance one day to be an NHL starter someday. I really believe it. You could tell he's got a big heart, the way he competes so hard every single night.
You know, Al, we mentioned Jack Ivankovic before. I found it interesting. He's the only player on the North American list in the top 20 under 6 feet tall. I mean, it's 5'11", but you know, teams will pay attention to that number, you know, because it's a big deal for whatever reason. But it seems like from, you know, you look at the numbers in the back of the hockey card, all he knows how to do is have success. Top 10 in the Ontario League this season in wins, goals against, save percentage, gold at the Hlinka Gretzky Cup, played on the World Juniors as an underager. Now he's, you know, with Canada's under 18 team for the second straight year. When teams look beyond that 5'11" height, what kind of player are they seeing? What kind of goalie are they potentially getting?
Well, Adam, just exactly what you were saying, what teams are going to look at. He's got an impressive resume, and they're going to see that. Yes, he's under the 6 foot mark, but I really like this kid, the way he plays. Probably the most skilled goalie in this draft. Competes really super hard. Never gives up. He challenges well. He's strong in the crease despite his size. And you look at Dustin Wolf from Calgary. Look at Saros from Nashville. Both those goalies are under the 6 foot mark. I remember Wolf being 5'11 and a half when it was his draft year, and that was the question all the time. But look at him. He's got a chance to be Rookie of the Year in the NHL, and he was impressive from all 3 years. He continued to get better all 3 years his junior when he played in Everett. And he got drafted in the 7th round, but had to make his mark, and he showed the teams, whatever league he went to, that he can he'd he'd be there for the challenge, and getting the chance playing in the NHL, he was there for the challenge and has done exceptionally well. And Saros, look at his resume. So you look at Jack. He's doing really well right now. He's in the semifinals tomorrow with Canada. He's had an impressive U18 tournament. He had an impressive Hlinka Gretzky tournament. He played 43 games with Brampton this year with good numbers. I thought he had a really strong second half. I thought his first half, maybe he was putting a little pressure on himself. Not sure. But the skill level was always there, and it showed in the second half of the season. He's quick, very quick to get down and up. Very, very quick. Quick lateral ability. He reads one-time plays exceptionally well. He gets there ahead of the play. There's a lot to like. And yes, he's not the above 6 foot, but he actually plays bigger than some of the 6 foot 2 goalies, the way he plays, because he's smart in his positional play, and that's what it's all about. Sometimes the big goalies, they sag in the deep in the crease, and they open up when they move laterally. Well, he's pretty compact, and with his smarts, with his quickness and athleticism, his compete level, second to none. He'll have a chance someday, or he'll probably have to do the same thing as Wolf did with Calgary. But there's, in my eyes, I there's no doubt that he can't do that, that he'll be able to do that.
Well, going from a smaller size goalie to kind of a hulking goalie in Michael Pradel, Tri-City in the USHL, 6'4", 195 pounds. Interesting study here, Al. You know, obviously he began the season in Slovakia, was number 8 on Central Scouting's international list of goalies at the midterm in January. And now in Tri-City, came over, I believe, in January to the United States Hockey League. Put up some good numbers, and is really standing out too for Slovakia at the under-18. It's the Worlds as well. So what do you like about Michael's game and what he's shown to you over this second half in North America?
Mike, I started watching him in January. So after he came in to play, it started in Tri-City, and he took a while to play some games in Tri-City. So when I first saw him, I could tell that he was just getting the feel of the North American style. But the way he plays, Mike, he already plays like a North American goalie. He's got such a presence in the net. He started to wow me as I kept watching him, Mike. He looks like a potential starter in the NHL someday. He's got the NHL presence. He moves extremely well already throughout the crease. Well balanced, smart and challenging. He's got that calmness and poise in the net. He doesn't let any bad goals or any bad games get him down. He just continues to play. I really see a huge upside. Like his mechanics are exceptional. A great butterfly, keeps his gloves up, keeps his body upright, protecting the upper corners. There's it, you can tell you could one of those goalies, all of a sudden he's like, this kid's going to be a good one. This kid's going to get drafted high. And this I know that I would be looking at that if I was picking a goalie. He really started to impress me. He's got all the tools that an NHL goalie needs, and he's only 17 years old. And like you mentioned, Mike, he's having a good U18s with Slovakia. An NHL team would love to have him down in the future, and a goalie guy would love to be able to work with him. There's a lot to work with.
That's great to hear. I mean, here he's number three on the North American list, and you're saying that this kid could eventually possibly be a starter in the NHL one day. That's great to see, and that kind of proves our point here that there's a lot of depth among the goalies this year. Alexei Medvedev of London, the London Knights, Al, dipped a bit from the midterm to the final rankings, going from number two to number six, playing on a good team, so maybe that has a little bit to do with this. 22 wins in 34 games. Personally, I think he's going to the NHL Combine, so I think a lot of teams will be interested in hearing what he has to say, maybe diving a little deeper into his personal background, his story, what was going on this year. What are your thoughts on Medvedev?
Yeah, I with Medvedev, I like his upside, Mike. It's not about now, it's about the future with this kid. I liked him when I started watching him in London this year, and I was impressed with his play. Yes, he played on a good team, but London had a lot of confidence in Alexei as a young goaltender to play as much as he did. He played 34 games as a rookie in London, and that's impressive. And regardless if he played on a good team or not, he still had to stop the puck. He still had to be in good position. He has that style to play on a good team like that because he's patient. He's not flashy, but his positional play is excellent. He doesn't get excited in there. He doesn't let bad goals or whatever happens in there. He doesn't get too excited. He doesn't worry about it. He just continues to play. He's a very smart goalie. His mechanics are exceptional. A lot to work. So you could tell that he's been schooled for sure. And I like the way he plays, Mike. His play kind of leveled off, but that's him. He's not flashy. He's not going to stand out on a team like London. And he's going to have a chance to be a starter someday. If he continues with his development, but I like the pro his progress over the course of the year, and I liked how he stayed steady throughout the year. I had a few dips throughout the year, but he's bounced back. And if he's needed in the playoffs, I'm sure London won't worry because he'd be able to step in and fill in well for them.
Well, we'll be able to watch that London team, I'm sure, through a deep run through the rest of the OHL playoffs, maybe all the way to the Memorial Cup, because they're just that stacked, that good. But there's a goalie I want to ask you about. Mike and I had the privilege of watching Lennards Feldbergs really kind of steal the show at the World Juniors playing for Latvia. He was in goal for that, remarkable shootout win against Canada in the preliminary round. He kind of carried them basically to the medal round, almost got them past Sweden in the quarterfinals. He made 47 saves in the loss. He plays in Sherbrooke. He had a nice season, a 266 goals against in 41 games there. He got them to the second round of the Q playoffs. He's 19 years old. He's a little bit of an older prospect. He's number 13 in the final rankings. He went through the draft last year, didn't get picked. But you'd have to think out that World Junior performance resonated with NHL scouts. Is there a chance we hear Feldberg's name called at some point in the seven rounds?
Adam, I'd be quite surprised if he doesn't get drafted. I think the kid can already play in the American Hockey League. He's already that skilled. Like you mentioned, he was really good at the World U20s. And he's got the strength, he's got the ability, he's got the quickness, athleticism. You look at him in there, you could tell he's got NHL written all over him. Yes, he is an 05 going through our draft, and that's probably the reason why he's at the 13 mark. And but I really believe he will get drafted. He could get drafted from middle rounds to the late rounds, depends on where if a team wants a goalie or if they like him enough, because like I mentioned, he's got the skill, he's got the ability to already be playing in the American Hockey League, and it could be sooner than later for that guy that for him to to get a chance to play in the NHL.
Always seems like there's that goalie that pops at the World Juniors that you never, the goalie you least expect it on a club that, is just looking to, maintain their buoyancy in the tournament. And there's no doubt, as Adam mentioned, that Feldberg was a lot of fun, was a lot of fun to watch, Al. Last one here for you, Al. And again, this has been great stuff. We appreciate it very much. Can you maybe give us a sleeper that you feel could be drafted at some point and become a serviceable NHL goalie down the road?
A sleeper. Okay. I actually would think that there's a kid that's playing in Lone Star. I really like him. His name, Ryan Cameron. He's just over the 6 foot mark, but I was so impressed with the way he plays. A young goalie, he's smart, he's quick, his compete, his crease movements, he's got power leg drive for his lateral ability, good post-to-post ability, good at challenging. He's quick at challenging, quick up and down, quick glove hand, well balanced. There's a lot I like. But he's just above that 6 foot mark, Mike. But if teams followed him and watched him, they would see that this kid's a quality goalie, and I hope he gets drafted. Because I really like the way he plays. I'm very impressed the way he plays and his skill level. So I'll be interested to see if and when he gets drafted at the draft, Mike.
Al, thank you so much. Nobody knows goalies better than you do. Al Jensen, thank you so much for educating us today on NHL draft class.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Mike. Have a good day, guys.
Mike, that's always great stuff with Al. And let's touch on, could there be a goalie in the first round? I think if there's going to be one, it's going to be Joshua Ravensbergen from Prince George. Like, he's got everything NHL teams look for. He's got the size. And I like how Al mentioned the chip on his shoulder a little bit. And you kind of mentioned, he talked about when we spoke to him back in November at the CHL Prospects Challenge, that's something that drives him.
It does. You mentioned the size there. The 6'5" frame and being able to do what he did at Prince George was really impressive, Adam. Mix it all together. There's a lot to like about this goaltender. Obviously, some scouts, GMs, still worried about taking a goalie in the first round. But more often than not, we're talking about an 18-year-old player here who has had to carry his team to wins. And it's rare to find a goalie his age with this much starter experience already, right? So I like what Ravensbergen has been able to provide Prince George this year. Look, drafting a goaltender is great, but teams that draft goalies based on their talent, their size, their structure, and they draft them based on what they've been able to do at the same time. But you have to let that talent, size, structure, and that technical development kind of boil over for a few years for these goaltenders to finally find where they're going to become. And Josh, I think, has that pedigree of that. And the other thing I just want to mention, and it might be something simple, but it just needs to be said. Look, there are only two spots on each team for a goalie. So having two goalies is more important than ever before in the NHL. So you have to at least be the second best in that position on your team. With forwards, it's a lot easier to get a shot, easier to get more experience against NHL level talent. We all know about defensemen and how difficult it is there. But look, with the goaltenders, you either have it or you don't have it. And I think Ravensbergen does have the pedigree here to become a real quality goaltender, maybe in 3 to 4 years.
And for me, I would say very similar things about Ivan Kovic. Forget the height. To me, like, you look at the numbers in the back of the hockey card, you look at the resume, you look at the things he's done and the games he's won and how he's led that team in Brampton. You look at how he's led Hockey Canada in different tournaments. We touched on Feldberg's and how he stole the show at the World Juniors. Well, when he won, he got that, he played in that shutout against Canada, the shootout against Canada. Ivan Kovic was in the other net, and he went save for save with Feldberg's to get Canada to that point. Now, if all that all-star talent up front for Canada does its job, we're talking about Jagiavankovic winning that game against Latvia and helping Canada, you know, maybe get a medal. That loss, he was probably one of their two best players in that game, along with Jet Luchenko, the Flyers prospect. I think Ivankovic was that good in that game. You know, then you look at what he's doing now with the World Under 18s. I think, you know, I think the reference to Dustin Wolf was really spot on as far as a guy who doesn't have that, the Ravensburg inside. He's not 6'4". He's not 6'5". He's never going to be, but he battles and he's smart and he's skilled and he's got a chip on his shoulder. Dustin Wolf goes in the seventh round. I think he was the fourth to last player picked in his year in the draft. And he was at the arena. And I remember when they called his name, this huge yell went up from, I forget where we were, but he had an entire section there to watch him go in the seventh round. And all he does is go on to win best goalie in the WHL two straight years, best goalie in the CHL, MVP in the American Hockey League. Every level he's gone, he's won. He's going to be top three, top four for the Calder Trophy this year as Rookie of the Year. I can see Ivankovic kind of skating that same path. He's got the same skill set, same size, same attitude, same mindset. I don't know where Ivankovic's going to go. I would have to assume top three rounds, but I think he's got a chance to be a really special player for a team if he ends up in the right spot.
It's nice to see the smaller goalies having that success because it just seems like, you know, if you're not 6'3", 6'2", and above, you're not getting drafted. And teams have passed on really good goalies that maybe were shorter, but I think had more talent. I always believe that, you know, it doesn't really matter about the size. It's how you play. And I was just looking as you were talking there, Adam, you know, three goalies that kind of stand out that are, you know, below that 6'2", frame. Lucas Beckman, who's number two from Baikomo, is 6'1.5". Ivankovic, you mentioned. And Pyotr Andrianov in Russia's junior division is 6 foot. So these are all quality goalies. Andrianov in Russia is Central Scouting's number one international goalie. You know, I spoke to JP Vornin, the NHL Director of European Scouting, to get his input on Pyotr, and, you know, quick, explosive, excellent catching glove, perfect balance on his feet. Player, you know, he helps his players around the net, being active and playing the puck fast, tracks pucks well on screens, and doesn't allow a lot of rebounds easily. So isn't in that bigger frame set at 6'207". But, you know, he plays low in his net, doesn't get beat, you know, low to the ice. So an effective goalie there, and he put up some really good numbers in Russia's junior division. So, you know, you have some goalies here, Adam, as you mentioned, that, you know, that might not be tall in stature, but know how to play the position and play it well.
And we're going to get to see more of those goalies, or at least meet them a little bit, coming up here at the NHL Scouting Combine up in Buffalo, June 1st to the 8th. Probably about 100 of the top prospects for the 2025 NHL Draft will be there. All the positions, all the teams will be there. Mike and I obviously will be there. We're going to be talking to some of the prospects live. But you can also go back and listen to some of our previous episodes of NHL Draft Class, including the last episode when we had on Dan Marr, the director of NHL Central Scouting. He went over Central Scouting's final rankings with us for the North American and international list and the goalies, and we got his expertise on who could go where and what he thinks of some of the top prospects. And this is just the beginning of the road to the draft for us. We're going to pick up pace now. We're going to be flying downhill. We're going to have some of the great minds from NHL Central Scouting going forward. We're going to go region by region, position by position. Mike, this is where, if you are a fan of the draft, this is the time to not only subscribe to NHL Draft Class, tell your friends if they live in a place where their team's going to have a high draft pick, you know, San Jose, Chicago, Philadelphia has three picks in the first round this year. You need to listen to NHL Draft Class and check us out on NHL.com.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And, you know, as we move along here, we're hopefully we'll be able to get at least one episode in per week leading up to the draft from this point forward. As you mentioned, a lot of guests from Central Scouting and also the NHL Draft Combine, right, Adam? That's coming up as well in Buffalo and Harbor Center. And we will have some interviews there with some of the top prospects for sure. So that's going to be another interesting listen during the Combine, June 1st through the 7th. So, be on the lookout for that. And then all the draft content on .com, we're going to have it there. We're going to have our mock drafts upcoming, Adam and I. It's always a fun exercise. And we usually, when we get on draft class, we'll discuss it. And, I'll be right and Adam will be wrong. So there you go.
By the way, speaking of previous episodes, if you choose, you can go back to the one from our Las Vegas, the final day of the 2024 draft, and go back and listen to see who was quote unquote right and who was quote unquote wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just leave
well,
that one there.
But, hey, you finally broke a streak there. I think I had like
Maybe we can maybe Uber producer Phil can drop in that take about who had
Phil's not gonna do that
in the right spot.
Phil's not gonna do that.
Phil, we'll talk later. But as of now, thank you, Mike. NHL draft class is dismissed.